From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The city and borough of Juneau is asking state regulators for more time as it studies a Canadian power company's proposed acquisition of Juneau's electric utility. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
Hydro One of Ontario filed last month to complete its purchase of Avista, the parent corporation of Alaska Electric Light and Power Company. The public comment period by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska ends Thursday, but the city study by Seattle-based consultants won't be ready until October 20th. City Finance Director Bob Bartholomew.
We would like the opportunity to respond once we get the report in from the energy advisor.
In its filing, Hydro One wrote that the acquisition would have no impact on rates or services. That's echoed by AELNP's managers in Juneau.
We believe that Avista's merger with Hydro One can only be beneficial and will not be detrimental.
Connie Holbert is AELNP's president and general manager. The commission has so far received at least 19 comments, all critical. Many urge the commission to extend the comment period until after the city study is completed. The RCA staff is still reviewing Hydro One's petition. Once it's deemed complete, the commission will have 6 months to rule. Hydro One will also need federal approval to complete its acquisition of Avista. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
Backers of a proposed ballot measure that aims to halt lawmakers' allowances when they fail to approve a state operating budget are working to gather more than 32,000 signatures to place the measure on the 2018 ballot. Juneau Empire reported Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott approved the measure, which allows backers to gather signatures. The measure would stop per diem payments to lawmakers when a budget deadline has passed, but also seeks to toughen conflict of interest disclosure rules, prohibit most state-paid foreign travel by legislators, further restrict the ability of lobbyists to buy food and drink for lawmakers, and restrict campaign donations from foreign corporations. Backers must have the signatures of at least 32,127 registered voters by January 16th. An Anchorage judge has overruled Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott's rejection of a proposed ballot measure that calls for improved vetting of all construction projects that impact salmon streams and attempts to declare all Alaska waterways as salmon streams unless otherwise proven. Juneau Empire reports that Superior Court Judge Mark Ridner overruled Mallott. Juneau's three state legislators are holding a town hall meeting on Wednesday. They want to hear locals weigh in on crime and the state budget, subjects of the upcoming special session. Once again, the Juneau delegation's town hall meeting is at 4:30 p.m. this Wednesday at Juneau Douglas High School. And a Petersburg resident has been recognized by the King of Norway for a dedication to promoting relations between Norway and the U.S. The ambassador of Norway to the United States was in Petersburg last week to award the Medal of St. Olav to Glow Wallen, president of the local Sons of Norway Lodge.